last show of the weekend. Let's fucking do it. Fuck yeah, dude. You are ready. Who are you here with, dude? Fuck yes, you are. Who is that?
My dad's coworker.
Your dad's coworker? That's not creepy as fuck. How did we not get into this earlier? This Mrs. Robinson situation. Cuckoo, ca-choo, Ricky Bobby. Yeah, okay, what? Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's basically my grandma from...
She's grandma, your grandma? That doesn't make her feel a whole lot better. Or do you tell her that later tonight in the hotel? You're like my grandma. My mullet, Grandma. Oddly, I don't think that's the first time that's been screamed in Florida, for sure. Do you have anything you'd like to say for yourself? You good? All right, yeah.
I'm a little bit fucked up.
Oh, really? You think you had to tell us that now, dude? This is the skid, the zero self-awareness guy. By the way, did you know I'm fucked up? Yeah, dude. How could you tell? Every interaction we've had so far. Oh, you're going to say some more. Okay, cool. You were at the previous show as well. Were you sitting here?
Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah. And were you with her? Whoa. You've been here for two shows? You. Yeah, you must like that dick to stay through that show for two shows. That's a two-show dick, everybody. He for sure, Ricky Bobby is romantic. You know, that dick gets her across the finish line every night. Hell yeah. All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
Do we share sex advice?
Wait. Did you just ask me if my dad and I take tips from each other in the bedroom?
Tips, no pun intended.
Yeah. Go ahead. So are you asking me if I ask him how he fucks my mother? And then I ask him for tips on that? That is a deranged question. Next question, please.
I want to answer this one, actually. Let's bring your mom out. Beth? No, I'm just kidding.
Like, what kind of shit is that? Here's your answer. Fuck no.
Can I ask you a question? How would you see that going exactly?
Hey, Dad, come here. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah. Go ahead, dude. Yeah.
This is my wife. I'm pretty give that advice.
You give the advice to who? To your son?
Otherwise, nobody who asked for it.
Yeah.
Honesty?
Yeah.
You never tell jokes about your wife.
I never tell jokes about my wife. Yeah, I like pussy. That's why. Dude, hey, by the way, I really enjoy the questions I can sum up in one fucking sentence. Those are my favorites. Yeah, go ahead, man. Right.
What's the average airspeed velocity of a swallow?
Say that again.
This is not a Nat Geo.
It's all right.
Talk.
You can ask me. What?
What's the average airspeed velocity of a swallow?
Dude, I don't know how hard you swallow. You know?
That's between you and your partner, my friends, you know? Good one.
I'm not in your bedroom, stay out of mine, you know?
Good one. I was not expecting that. Yeah. I'm not.
One of us has been doing it a lot longer yeah, than the other one.
That's yeah. true. Anybody else?
Yeah, anybody else?
Yes.
What was the question?
She asked if we eat ass.
Yeah, I do. I eat ass. Yeah, yeah. I was skeptical for a long time. Well, I don't have to tell you why. I think it's pretty obvious. The asshole only really has one order of business. You know what I mean? But my buddy told me, he was like, you know vanilla extract? I go, yeah. He goes, it smells good, but it tastes terrible. I go, yeah. He goes, the asshole's the opposite. He goes, it's your body's vanilla extract. It smells terrible, but it tastes pretty good. But he wasn't that far off. I have friends of mine who do that. Like, they'll meet somebody at a bar. I'm like, no, we got to know each other for a while. When I go to your house, you have to have a, like, I showered this morning at 8. Cool. Hit it again. Yeah.
Hey, can you turn the lights down a little bit out there a little bit? It's a little too bright. Comedy's better in the dark, everybody. Yeah, dude, you can't give a hand job to somebody when it's light like that. I encourage mid-show hand jobs. I just want everyone to know. If you met a neighbor that you like, fucking hell yeah, dude, yeah. I discourage giving yourself a hand job at the show. That seems a little aggressive for whatever reason. But, you know, if you find a buddy, you know.
My man, right here, go ahead, yeah.
I saw this the other day. Jake, how's your weak butthole?
How's my weak butthole? First of all, out of context from the darkness, that sounds weird.
He had a doctor tell him once, because he was like, you know, sometimes it feels like I get a cramp, you know. And the doctor was like, you have a weak butthole. And he was like, what?
Yo, how do you know I have a weak butthole without putting, you know?
Whoa, relax.
Testing the grip. Fuck you on that weak butthole. You brave enough? Get a finger out, bro. Let's test the grip.
Relax over there. The doctor was like a 5'3 Chinese man named Dr. Kang. He was like 75, and he was like,
I would freak him out if I was like, you ready, Dr. Kang? Come test the grip. Let's go, bro.
That is fucked.
That's gonna be a fucking Stallone movie called Test the Grip.
That's gross. That is gross.
Oh, yeah, come on, test the grip.
All right, one last question. Go ahead, man. Yeah.
I want to know how you're wearing like.
Okay, I know that this is going to be the dumbest fucking question of all time. So I'm going to go ahead and stop you right there so I don't... Yeah, go ahead.
Guy from Oklahoma, yeah. Know why you're wearing Jordans, a Wrangler shirt, and a trucker hat.
Because this is what I put on today, dumb fuck. I put on Jordans, a trucker hat, and a Wrangler shirt. Yeah, there you go. Can I ask you where you bought that shirt? A fucking... Oh my God, dude. You're asking me what I'm wearing? Holy shit. Is that the last shirt they sold at Structure? Look at that fucking thing, dude. Get the fuck out of here. You've been mad since you said something dumb at the beginning of the show, and I responded to you. You've been waiting to say something funny. That's what you came up with? Fucking try again. So bad. So you've been waiting all day to say something you thought was gonna get me. Oh, okay, yeah, there we go. Thank you. Yeah, I'm so sad to see that happen.
I know you are, brother.
I know I am, man. Listen, it always makes me laugh that
get some boots.
That people talk up, I talk back, and they get their feelings hurt and leave. It is such a fucking mystery to me. You got his feelings hurt and fucking left. No, dude, yeah, I get it. You wanted to ask a funny question and it wasn't funny, and then you got embarrassed, and now you're like, I gotta get out of here. This dude fucking sucks. Yeah, dude. Yeah, go. I'll see you. See you in Oklahoma. It is fascinating to me, man, that grown people, this is my job, right? And I do things, and if you're going to talk to me, you've seen enough comedy shows, the comic's going to talk back, right? And the fact that, one, I think we all knew just addressed how he was not going to be funny. That was not something that dude was going to be good at. I bet you he could fry a pickle, but I don't think he was going to be fun. But then the fact that nobody laughed and I say something back, dude, a grown fucking man got his feelings hurt and left. I'm so glad I'm recording that. I can't wait to post it. Oklahoma. All right. Here we go.
I'll look for it on the TikTok.
Fuck, I love the way you said that, dude. Your enunciation was fucking spot on, too. You hit both K's real hard. Tick tock. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you guys being here. All right, we're going to do two more songs, everybody. Did it get really fucking hot in here?
Yeah.
Holy shit nuts. Yeah, everybody. Okay. What's that? I'm on fire. Thanks, dude. Yeah, fuck that guy. I like these people.
Anybody else? I got it. Yeah, man. You really want to know? Okay. In the last 4 or 5 years, I've become very comfortable with who I am. And for a long time, I dressed the way I thought I was supposed to dress. T-shirt, jeans, trucker hat, no zhuzh. And I always wanted to, but I was always nervous too. And in the last couple of years, I've really developed a fuck what everybody else thinks attitude. And so my wardrobe, like I have a fur coat in the... Will you grab my fur coat real quick? I bought a gold fur coat, right? And my wife was like, listen, if you start wearing my underwear, this is where I'm drawing the line. And I was like, yeah, I'm not interested in that, but I will wear those yoga pants. They look comfortable as fuck. I will tell you, I did try her yoga pants on once. And because I asked her, what's the deal? How come everybody just wears yoga pants? What's the deal? She was like, they're so comfortable. And I was like, how comfortable could they be? She goes, well, just try them on. And I was like, okay. And I have to tell you, so comfortable. And they're so soft. I seriously, like, it's like a, like, I think I came 3 times just walking around the house. Like, oh, that fucking feels great.
Thursday night, there was a polyamorous foursome over here. And I will tell you this, I've had a lot of polyamorous couples come to my shows. I don't know why, but I fucking love it. But is it a coincidence that they don't not look alike? Do you have a type?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Let me see if I can find someone else in here for you tonight.
Both dudes were bold. And so I asked them, I go, do you guys ever grease up the top of your heads and just rub them together like that?
Yeah, do you guys just ever grease up the top of your heads and rub them together like that? It's like not going tip to tip, but it kind of is, you know what I'm saying? I'm just spitballing. I don't know what the fuck you guys do. I don't know.
And one of the guys was like, no, and the other one was like, I'm going to try it. I was like, that is fucking...
That move would be called milking the cow. That's what it would be called.
You need help.
I know.
Okay, go ahead. We love those.
Okay. How many tons of metal do you think are in a landfill that are all Allen wrenches?
And next question.
Who the fuck do you think I am? Neil deGrasse Tyson? Like, what the... No, this isn't a
Can
math...
Can I ask you a question?
This isn't a math TED Talk.
First,
shit.
Do you know? Oh, what? But... You're asking me. So
what impression did he give off that he may know the answer to that? Like, I would really like to know what joke he told gave you the impression that he can, you know, multiply and do that much calculating of volume.
Hold on. How big a landfill?
No, stop. Stop.
Yeah, I need all the information. Sorry. Honestly, now you know where you go. I'm going for funny.
What did you do that for?
Did you not hear something?
Did you hear something?
Cool, let's just finish this.
Wait, before we answer that.
Dude, by the way, strike that from the tape. Strike that.
No. Yeah, yeah. Before we answer that, I'm going to ask the question that's the elephant in the room that everybody would like to know.
What did you hear? You know what? Let me tell you something. How did I react? Was it...
You looked startled.
Like
you had just seen a ghost.
Yeah, it wasn't a noise I expected to hear at a comedy club. That's for fucking sure. I think that's why it turned so quickly. And then I just saw normal people. I'm like, yeah, this is... I take this amount a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm higher than normal.
A lot of us know that you like a lot of weird stuff. I'm just curious, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
Other than him going knuckles deep in some random dude's belly button? We were in Australia and New Zealand in January.
Oh, this was maybe
one of the weirder things.
Yeah.
And we were in a meet and greet line, and this dude came up, and the first words out of his mouth were, "Do you guys want to see something weird?"
And by the way, in my, I should know better.
And both of us kind of like very timidly said yes, and he unzipped his jeans.
I was like, "This is now.
This is
weird.
Yeah.
Whatever comes out, you are confident enough to walk up like that. I got to be man enough to take a look. You know what I'm saying?"
Yeah. And he walks up and he unzips his pants and he reaches in and he pulls out a tarantula the size
large
of a
large spider, dude.
Very large,
furry-handed spider.
And we were both confused and we were like, "So why do you do that?"
Yeah.
And his response was, "It likes to go for the ride." No, the fuck it doesn't. You like the feeling of weird hairy fingers around your nutsack, dude. That's fucking creepy. Like,
by the way, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound terrible.
It's pretty much two hands, you're just missing the thumbs, I guess. It's like a cradle for your nutsack, I guess. I don't know. That actually doesn't sound... I mean, other than the fangs.
That's the worst.
No, all of it sounds bad. Why am I reasoning with this?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't remember how we got on this topic, so...
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Who was his hottest girlfriend?
Who was his hottest girlfriend? That is the creepiest fucking shit. You're asking me who the hottest teenager was that he brought... Is that your wife who now doesn't want to have kids with you? She screamed, "I'm pregnant."
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Yeah, shit. Yeah.
Who wants to have a boy? God damn.
By the way, I'm sure you're on a list somewhere. I don't know how to answer that question.
What? We don't need answer.
Oh, okay.
Next question.
Yeah.
I'm off right here. She gave CPR to an answer back for 12 hours.
You gave CPR to it? That is 12 hours of your life you don't deserve to have back. You brought it back. You gave CPR for a hamster for 12 hours? That is amazing. Do you want a fucking hamster?
No.
We got one. Wow. And so whose hamster was it that you were resuscitating?
No, it's her. It's my sister.
And so why didn't you make her fucking do it?
Yeah.
Also, did you go mouth to mouth on it? Like, how did you do how did you do it? Like this?
Yeah, because their heart is so small, you have to like, just like...
That's kind of cute. Except...
We got 12 hours.
Yeah, that's a long... 12 hours for real? You did this for 12 hours? You must be able to jerk off like a fucking mat. You're the best.
Jesus.
I fucking so good to myself. I can do this on a hamster for 12 hours? I'm sorry, I'm talking about your mom right now. That's really gross. Oh, she's a grown woman. Yeah, all right, so, okay.
You should see a doctor. You shoot yourself in a lot of your story.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of times I just do it for the story.
Got to commit to
the boring. Maybe I should shit myself right now.
Oh, wait, are we talking about the time when you found shit on your pants the next day? Is that the one we're talking about? So for those of you who have never done mushrooms, or for those of you who have done mushrooms, you should know this. Right as it's about to punch you in the face, there's a good chance that you're going to have to shit yourself. Exactly, that's right.
I'll tell you the truth. I didn't know that I had shit myself.
And to be fair, you didn't actually shit yourself.
Wait a second. That happened last year here. Yeah. Okay. So I was just dawned on me. I was like, where? There was these pants.
Okay, yeah, actually. Okay, I landed here, right? I fucking landed here. And I was unpacking. I'd come from Los Angeles where I'd done my drugs. And I unpacked these pants and I was in the hotel room with my wife. And I was going to put everything away, and I picked them up. And across the back, not up and down like this, but across this way.
Sideways.
Below the waist, but above the butthole, was a streak like this long of shit. And I was like, what the fuck?
You know, it's funny. I now remember that was because I was here last year.
That's
when
right.
That happened.
That's right.
And I remember he called me to his hotel room. And he goes, I got to show you something. And I was like, oh, I can't fucking wait to see this. But also, you should know this. When he says that to me, part of me is worried. Because I have no idea what I'm about to walk into. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's true.
Some of you are wearing shirts that say, I like weird shit. Right? That is his shirt. I have no idea what I'm going to walk into.
This was literal weird shit, though.
Yeah.
This was like actual poop.
I walked in, and he was like, you want to see something funny? And I was like, sure. And he just holds up his pants, and I go, is that shit? And he just busts out laughing. He goes, yeah, apparently I shit myself last night, and I had no idea.
But I didn't shit myself, because it was on the outside of my pants.
Does that still count, though?
Going the wrong way, above my butthole, below my waist. It's still a mystery. It's like the pyramids. You'll never figure it out. I promise you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is it possible that Jacob shit your pants and then tried to play it off like it was you?
What kind of high-ass Twilight Zone do you live in, bro? What the hell? No, there is no possible way that I shit in his pants.